If you're talking about the old days, when at least some things might have been better, you might lean back and say, ah.
That's the good old days.
Somebody asked, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it
wasn't. Was not.
Okay. I don't know why that's doing that feedback. If a woman, say you're going to make some draperies and you want to match other things in the living room, you go to the store to look at the at different colors. You take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
If you see one fabric that you like very much, it's very becoming, you say, that's a very
good color.
Or if you're talking about a dress, you might say, my, that's very
beautiful, pretty.
Mm-hmm. What would you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Or over your pants? if you sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you also use a
pen. Now they're using tape.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all these Pampers in there, they've got a tape thing, tapes over on the side. That's right, mm-hmm. They are.
Very seldom use a diaper pen anymore.
Mm-hmm. All of them that uses their own cloth diapers at home has to use pens, but all the Pampers and these here brought on store bought diapers they use now has got adhesive tape here, and you just poke it over.
And what do you have to put on when you go out in the wintertime?
Coat.
And what does the coat usually have to fasten? It has
buttons or zipper, either one.
Because sometimes a man or woman will wear between a coat and a shirt, they wear a
vest.
Anything else it might be called, except for men's sweater. A suit consists of a coat, a vest, and
pants.
Could you have names for work pants or trousers you might wear around working outside?
Jeans.
Any other kind of work clothes you might?
Overalls.
If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody might come after you and bring it to you and say, here I've
brought you your coat or your jacket.
Suppose you bought a coat, didn't fit you last year, but it had the year before. You say, this coat won't fit now, but last year it
fit good.
If you're a man and your old clothes wore out, you have to buy a
new suit.
You stuff a lot of things in the pockets, you know, it makes them
bulge.
Because sometimes if you buy a shirt that's not sand-frized, you have to worry about whether it will
shrink.
And then if it does that, you say, the one I washed yesterday
did not shrink.
And if it did, you say, well, this one
shrunk up.
Okay, if a woman is going out to a party and getting ready, she says she likes to
powder her nose.
And if a woman spends a great deal of time in front of the mirror fixing herself up, you say she likes to
primp.
What do you say, though, if a man spends some time making sure he looks as good as possible?
Oh, no, I never had that trouble.
Okay.
He grooms himself.
Yeah, we don't use the same term, but it's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what would you call a small leather container that you put coins in especially?
Change purse.
And what kind of ornament might a woman wear around her wrist?
A bracelet or a watch, either one.
And then if she wears a string of things around her neck, she wears
necklace. Or beads. And
wouldn't men sometimes wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
Anything else they'd be calling around here? Might have been called earlier.
Calluses.